He looked down the hill slope again, and he thought, I hate to leave it, is all. I hate to leave it very much, and I hope I have done some good in it. I have tried to, with what talent I had. Have, you mean? All right, have. I have fought for what I believed in for a year now. If we win here, we will win everywhere. The world is a fine place and worth the fighting for, and I hate very much to leave it. And you had a lot of luck, he told himself, to have had such a good life. You've had just as good a life as grandfather's, though not as long. You've had as good a life as anyone because of these last days. You do not want to complain when you have been so lucky. I wish there was some way to pass on what I've learned, though. Christ, I was learning fast there at the end. I'd like to talk to Kharkov. That is in Madrid, just over the hills there and down across the plain, down out of the gray rocks and the pines, the heather and the gorse, across the yellow high plateau you see it rising white and beautiful. That part is just as true as Pilar's old women drinking the blood down at the slaughterhouse. There's no one thing that's true. It's all true. The way the plains are beautiful, whether they are ours or theirs. The hell they are, he thought. You take it easy now, he said. Get turned over now while you still have time. Listen, one thing. Do you remember? Pilar in the hand? Do you believe that crap? No, he said. Not with everything that's happened? No, I don't believe it. She was nice about it early this morning before the show started. She was afraid maybe I believed it. I don't, though. But she does. They see something. Or they feel something. Like a bird dog. What about extrasensory perception? What about obscenity, he said. She wouldn't say goodbye, he thought, because she knew if she did, Maria would never go. That Pilar. Get yourself turned over, Jordan. But he was reluctant to try it. Then he remembered that he had the small flask in his hip pocket, and he thought, I'll take a good spot of the giant killer, and then I'll try it. But the flask was not there when he felt for it. Then he felt that much more alone, because he knew there was not going to be even that. I guess I'd counted on that, he said. Do you suppose Pablo took it? Don't be silly. You must have lost it at the bridge. Come on now, Jordan, he said. Over you go. Then he took hold of his left leg with both hands and pulled on it hard, pulling toward the foot while he lay down beside the tree he had been resting his back against. Then lying flat and pulling hard on the leg so the broken end of the bone would not come up and cut through the thigh, he turned slowly around on his rump until the back of his head was facing downhill. Then with his broken leg, held by both hands, uphill, he put the sole of his right foot against the instep of his left foot and pressed hard while he rolled, sweating, over onto his face and chest. He got onto his elbows, stretched the left leg well behind him with both hands, and a far, sweating push with the right foot. And there he was. He felt with his fingers on the left thigh, and it was all right. The bone end had not punctured the skin, and the broken end was well into the muscle now. The big nerve must have been truly smashed when that damned horse rolled on it, he thought. It truly doesn't hurt at all, except now in certain changes of positions. That's when the bone pinches something else, you see, he said. You see what luck is? You didn't need the giant killer at all. He reached over for the submachine gun, took the clip out that was in the magazine, felt in his pocket for clips, opened the action and looked through the barrel, put the clip back into the groove of the magazine until it clicked, and then looked down the hill slope. Maybe half an hour, he thought. Now take it easy. Then he looked at the hillside, and he looked at the pines, and he tried not to think at all. Then he looked at the stream, and he remembered how it had been under the bridge in the cool of the shadow. I wish they would come, he thought. I do not want to get in any sort of mixed-up state before they come. Who do you suppose has it easier? Ones with religion, or just taking it straight? It comforts them very much, but we know there is no thing to fear. It is only missing it that's bad. Dying is only bad when it takes a long time and hurts so much that it humiliates you. That is where you have all the luck, see? You don't have any of that. It's wonderful they've got away. I don't mind this at all now they are away. It is sort of the way, I said. It is really very much that way. Look how different it would be if they were all scattered out across that hill where that gray horse is, or if we were all cooped up here waiting for it. No, they're gone. They're away. Now if the attack were only a success. What do you want? Everything. I want everything, and I will take whatever I get. If this attack is no good, another one will be. I never noticed when the planes came back. God, that was lucky I could make her go.